Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures are mild in Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze along the coastline, while Jerusalem enjoys sunny skies. In Eilut, it's warm and perfect for a day at the beach. Meanwhile, Haifa has clear skies with a pleasant day in store. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jimmy Carter effect. Iran's secret plan to undermine Trump. According to a report in The Guardian, Tehran is considering delaying negotiations with Washington until the U.S. midterm elections. This was reported 3 hours ago by Mariv. Also, a crisis in Rome talks as Lebanon refuses to discuss operational mechanisms with Israel. Al-Akhbar reports a confrontation at the top of the Lebanese delegation. This came in 5 hours ago from Israel Hayom Hebrew. Also this hour, Iran tells the U.S. that opening the Strait of Hormuz is not related to talks with Oman. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard spokesman dampened American optimism. This story was shared 2 hours ago by Israel Hayom. Separately, everything depends on Trump as U.S. jets struck Iran for several nights without Israeli participation. Jerusalem learned of a canceled major attack from Trump's post. This was reported 45 minutes ago by Ynet. And finally, hundreds rally at a Jerusalem Shabbat cafe turned flashpoint for religious secular tensions. This was reported 1 hour ago by I24 News. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel, a well-regarded news outlet, shared just 18 minutes ago that Israel is revoking entry permits of Jewish Americans who volunteered in the West Bank. This follows a report from The Forward. In a post from earlier, I24 News English highlighted the growing tensions at the Jerusalem Shabbat Cafe, which has become a focal point for religious secular divisions. Iris, a commentator on regional security, posted 29 minutes ago that Hamas is violating the ceasefire daily. The IDF has detected ongoing weapons production and drone smuggling into Gaza, according to N12 News. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's strategic delay. The Guardian reports that Tehran aims to influence the U.S. midterms by stalling negotiations. Iranian officials believe this could weaken President Trump's position. The potential impact might destabilize current diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to the stalled Rome talks, Al-Akhbar details a growing rift within the Lebanese delegation over operational discussions with Israel. The military team opposes political positions, complicating potential agreements. This impasse could delay progress on key regional security issues. Meanwhile, the Iranian Revolutionary Guards have made clear that the Strait of Hormuz's status remains independent of talks with Oman. As reported by Israel Hayom, this suggests ongoing tensions over crucial maritime routes. This clarification may affect U.S. and regional naval strategies. Meanwhile, the U.S. conducted strikes on Iran without Israeli involvement, as reported by Ynet. Jerusalem was taken by surprise by a canceled attack revealed through Trump's post. This development highlights growing complexities in U.S.-Israeli military coordination. Finally, in Jerusalem, religious secular tensions flare as hundreds rally at a Shabbat cafe. As I24 News reported, this location has become symbolic of broader societal divides. Such events underscore the ongoing cultural struggles within Israeli society. On the economic front, first, despite the high cost of living, Israelis continue to spend lavishly. Mariv Business reports that travel, dining, and celebrations remain popular despite financial pressures. Separately, Israel's foreign currency reserves saw a $93 million increase in July. According to Israel Hayom Business, this growth is due to Bank of Israel profits from reserve management. And finally, Tech reports that Israel is steering clear of disrupting the gas market to maintain regulatory stability. The Dayan Committee is expected to avoid forcing Chevron to sell assets, reflecting Israel's strategic priorities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.